the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty. This week, Ocean Man and Peas Blossom in Asking and Telling.
Myself, I think her costume looks absurd. I have never seen a horse that wears a skirt before, nor anything at all aside from saddle, blanket, or a bridle, no?
Her costume isn't the point. See, I mean, it's really just a feminized version of his, and that's a traditional dress.
Then why, I ask you, did all eyes grow wide to find her waiting here on your return? Forgive me for the rudeness that's implied, but am I not more comely yet than her?
No, that's not it at all.
Alas, I must be hideous indeed for you to say such...
No, that's not it, Peas Blossom. I'm not referring to your appearance here at all. We were all staring at Fol because she's supposed to be dead. Her costume didn't even factor into it. I mean, she's been dead for 5 years.
Oh?
Yes, and it was therefore a shock to see her standing next to you, and hence, any effect your rather provocative new costume might have had on us was somewhat mitigated.
Ah.
So you can understand our position.
Perhaps, except...
Except?
Are you quite certain that she had been dead? I hadn't noticed.
You hadn't noticed?
Admittedly, it may be my mistake. The Fae, even when banished as myself, are so long-lived perchance it only seemed that she had been here all along. Although, did not young Fol just help me fight the troll yesterday morn? I could have sworn 'twas so.
The troll? No. You fought the troll alongside the jack.
But no, the jack was helping you to fend off the dragon drop. The Fol assisted me.
No, I fought Dragon Drop alone. Believe me, I know that quite well. My groin still hurts from it. He nearly dropped an entire building on me. The Jack was with you. He was pelting the troll with the seemingly endless supply of rubber balls that he has, and you poured sleeping elixir in his ear.
'Tis true, I did pour my elixir in his ear, but Fol didst draw the troll's attention by pitching her shoes at his fat head. The Jack, I'm sure, was off assisting you.
No, it was... Wait... I got it. Hang on, I know what's happening here. I should have noticed immediately. Dr. Fast warned us about this. You didn't go with us on the mission last night.
I told the Stallion I was being photographed to be upon the cover of the newest issue of Vanity Fair. As soon as that was done, I didst come to the guard tower to help however I could.
Yes, I know that, but that's not the point. See, when we left to fight the Time Marines, Fol was dead. Somehow something happened differently during the signing of the Declaration of Independence and it altered history so that Fol didn't die. Since we were displaced out of the time stream when it happened, the changes didn't have an effect on us, while you, being back here, were altered along with everything else.
I see.
Yep. I'm hungry. I should have brought a snack with me out here. I haven't eaten in about 8 hours. What? What's so funny?
Forgive my laughter if I did seem rude, but mortal words aren't meant for changeling ears. I think I have you beat in craving food. I haven't eaten in 9 or 10 years.
Years? How is that possible?
Your mortal food doth turn to dust, and on the moment it doth grace a fairy's tongue. Being immortal yet, I do live on, no matter how hungered I do become.
So you can't eat anything?
No.
Even non-processed food?
None.
Not even seafood?
Nay.
Wait, so you've never even tasted lobster?
What part of no dost thou not understand? Must I repeat myself with shorter words?
I'll pretend I didn't hear that, but no, it's just, it's sort of surprising is all. I mean, the idea of going years without food when I can't go 8 hours, I imagine it must drive a person crazy.
I am not susceptible to the same ills to which the human mind may sometimes fall. It's simply one more thing that makes me long for home, my fairy kingdom, far away. This world cannot compare. Each day that I remain with its grasp, I feel a bit of beauty leave my soul. A tiny speck of joy and color draining from my view. I cannot help but feel this wretched world is tainting me, corrupting all my being, sapping my beauty, radiance, and grace. The longer I am here, the more I fear I may someday become as one of you.
One of us? You mean mortal?
What? Mortal? No, that's impossible. A changeling can never a mortal be. I fear I will become unbeautiful.
Right. Hence the costume change.
You humans once would look on me with awe. 'Twas natural, given my exquisite looks. Had never been equaled by one of you, but now they see me as something normal, which I could not allow. You understand? It could mean that I'm less than I once was, which cannot be. It just cannot. No.
Please, calm down. You're more than looks to us. You're a hero. I mean, the things you've done, no matter what you looked like, the people would still love you.
The people here? Of course, as well they should. Remember, I do not stay here by choice. Her Majesty Queen Titania decreed me banished so long as she pleases. Someday, my queen may call me home. That hope alone keeps me alive, to see once more the silvery trees of my fair land and dance among the scarlet groves of Carnatil. That's why I must not let your world destroy the spark in me that lives in all our fair folk. My home calls out for me to break my bond, return again to land, country, and kin. But I cannot. I give the queen my word. I miss my homeland more every second, which for one with immortal blood can mean lifetimes of misery before release. But wait, you too must know this misery. So oft dwell you among the surface land that you must miss Atlantis just as much. How go things with your countrymen back home?
Atlantis, things have been well. It's been months since Diptera has returned to resume her insurrection, and the people have their faith in the king once more.
And what of the Orcan invasion fleet? You spoke of them but once. Did things go well?
Oh, yeah, the Orcan invasion fleet, they were defeated soundly. I sincerely doubt they'll trouble us again. General Mantris led the troops admirably. We were able to fend them off with very little loss of our own men. Their mistake was in thinking we'd leave the Eastern Trench relatively unmanned. The blood filled the water for miles and drew hundreds of sharks, but we managed to keep the drift from the city's main walls, you know. And after all was said and done, an Orcan ambassador came to cede the stolen lands to me, and as well as a large portion of kelp fields, in return for not retaliating against their leader.
Did you accept their deal?
Of course not. I led the fleet into battle myself, and I saw their king's head severed before the day was out. My head minister hates for me to go into battle for myself, but sometimes I must. He can't abide with me working with this Earth Guard. Puts me at risk, he says, which puts my entire kingdom at risk. But I sat him down and told him, who could defend the Earth better than me, the king of the ocean world?
But does it not keep you from your duties as sovereign of the land beneath the waves?
I appoint only the most trusted and noble citizens and ministers as my advisors, and they carry out my very will when I'm gone. I mean, I'm not needed for every decision they make. It's quite enough for me to approve of the efforts of, say, the Civil Restoration Committee, without me actually having to examine every brick they put into place.
Alas, I hope they do their duty well. The Alabaster Towers Atlantis sports have long remained an image in my mind. 'Twould be a shame for them to waste away. When last I saw them towering o'er the land, their beauty nearly rivaled Isinglen.
What?
Not quite, mind you, but take no shame in that. No mortal land could possibly...
Atlantis is... You mean you've been to Atlantis?
'Twas long before the waves had sealed its fate. Before exile, I ventured now and then to see your world in sport, or sometimes jest.
You actually have been to Atlantis. You're not thinking of Atlanta.
Dost thou think me false?
You've got to be kidding me. You've never been to it post-sinking, right? When it's underwater, I mean.
Nay, but I am confused to see...
This is just blowing my mind. Listen, Peas Blossom, can I, level with you and all that? I need you to keep a secret for me.
Of course, my friend.
See, I'm not really the king of Atlantis. See, like, I didn't even know the damn thing existed. See, I was born in Detroit.
Well, then why?
Well, you see, when I started in this business, I started calling myself Ocean Man, King of the Ocean World. Sort of like some country sideshow kind of thing. But I just meant to be like the way that, you know, that turkey attractor calls himself the King of Magnetism. See, like, I can control water. I'm not kidding about that. I do water stuff. But it didn't seem to matter to people because, like, before you know it, bam! Everybody's talking to me about Atlantis, about my kingdom, about my people. See, I didn't even know what to do about that.
So you dissembled?
Well, I had a hard enough time trying to make people understand that I couldn't talk to fish. Man, the number of times that low-down stallion, like, he asked me to try that, no, I just went along with it. So, like, to keep the cover, I said I was sworn to keep Atlantis safe from surface influence and, like, therefore could never bring my friends to it. But really, I just, you know, turn into water and make my way home to my apartment on Sunset Ave, see?
I see.
You have, like, no idea how this gets off my chest, man. It's been so weird, like, never being able to tell anyone. Thanks for listening, Pete Blouser. I really appreciate it. And if I can ever return the favor for you, just ask.
I'm actually gay.
Oh.
Alas, it seems I have destroyed the mood.
No, that's cool, baby. That's cool. Whatever you like.
So, pray tell, how did Foal meet her demise?
Oh, she died fighting like the Mudman and the Ribs.
Ah, yes. Was it when Voodoo Lady died? If only Broadband...
Wait, Voodoo Lady's dead, man?
Quickly, summon the guard. Scimitar has returned.
Dr. Fast, we just... Dr. Fast, we just...
There's no time!
Okay, like, Peas Blossom, see, like, that stuff about before...
I won't tell if you won't.
Alright, we keep it on the down low. That's cool.
Deal.
Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Makowski as the narrator, Scott Finbow as Ocean Man, Angela Tymon as Peas Blossom, Daniel Schwartz as Dr. Fast, with theme song by Michael D. Makowski.